purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Supernatural Radio. And I'm excited. I have a friend of mine that's going to be on tonight. She is wonderful. Her name's Kathleen Moore. I noticed there's a lot of callers. If you are not used to this platform, you might not know that you have to press the 1 to have your hand up to get a free reading. So please do that if you haven't done that so far. Okay, so Kathleen, I've known her for years. What can I say about her? She's an excellent psychic medium. She's totally... she just has heart and soul so much, and I love her. So I'm going to bring her on. You guys, you know, most of you know who she is, but we'll hear it from her, how she's doing. Hey, Kathleen.
Hello, Corrine. How are you?
I'm okay.
I've got the frog in, got my frog in, right, when I was saying hello. Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. I'm very excited. I hope you're doing well.
Excellent. Yeah. You know, I'm trying. Kathleen and I have had some heavy losses in the past few months here, so it's been kind of difficult. But I told Kathleen that she seems to be designated to help people through a lot of different hard situations. And I know, like, being like that, Kathleen, you probably aren't, like, keen on asking other people to help you through situations. But, I mean, how, you know, I guess what I'm saying is how do we be okay in the midst of all this, you know, this heartbreak? How do you do it?
Boundaries are extremely important when, you know, I preach a lot about grief and love being a couple, that you can't have one without the other. And grief lets you know that you loved and were loved back. And it is, you know, when you're in this crippling grief where you're in, you know, and some days are good and some days are bad, but you know, boundaries are extremely important because if you don't take time for your wellness, you'll end up having to take time for your illness. And sometimes you just have to say no. It just seems that when you're destined to help people through their grief and their loved ones transitioning, there is this really big need. So when you need that time, that seems to be when everybody needs you, right? So we as intuitives feel very guilty when we say no or we set up boundaries, but sometimes we have to set up those boundaries so we can grieve in a healthy way as well. A lot of people, it really hit me. You know, I've had a lot of losses in the last couple of years, right? So,
yeah.
And it really hit me if I didn't run my own business, you know, this barbaric notion that you can get everything done in 3 days, like bereavement leave is only 3 days for most people in most companies. And I'm like, wow, you barely can get anything processed in that time, let alone setting up a memorial or, you know, taking care of final arrangements or anything like that. So that was a big eye-opener for me with this when I realized that some of my family could not take that extra time off. And,
wow.
You know, it to me, I found it to be very barbaric. So it's really hard. And now I really understand when people come to me with this grief, it's because they didn't get that opportunity to just grieve during the times going through that, because they had to go back to work in 3 days. They're like, oh, okay, 3 days should be good. And if you take the weekend, then we'll give you five, but we need you back here. And in my spirit, that's unacceptable, right? So I think sometimes when we need to work through our grief, we have to explain. I was extremely lucky. I have beautiful clients, and you know, I had to send out emails and say, listen, I need to take 2 weeks. My mom passed away, and I really need to process and get some things done. And everybody, you know, came and rallied around me. And it was really eye-opening for me, because I realized how much these people have come to mean to me and how much I mean to them. And that was big. But boundaries were important this time. I you know, I had to say, I'm sorry, I can't help today. I'm really not in a good headspace myself with my grief. And a lot of them actually helped me through that part. So
it comes in waves, and
it comes in waves, you know, and you know that. It's one day you're okay and the next day you're not. And 1 minute you're okay and the next you're not. So loss is very, you know, it's very crippling, but at the same time, it's beautiful, because you know it's a gift that you had this great love in your life, right? So I wouldn't pass up the love I had in my life because of the grief. So I guess it's kind of a, you know, a catch-22, but... Boundaries are important. It's about, you know, boundary. You have to hold space in your heart for grief, and everybody's going to feel it at some point, right? So,
right, yeah. You know. I mean, but you're right, Kathleen. It's like if we are so fortunate to have such great love, and we wouldn't feel so deeply, we wouldn't feel the loss so deeply unless we had that fantastic, beautiful connection with, you know, whoever has just left us. I mean, it's hard, you know. But I also want to say happy birthday to Karen, who's in the chat room right now.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
her birthday,
birthday
today.
Man.
Yes. And so I hope she's having a good day. And then earlier I played, the music that I played, of course, was Angie by the Rolling Stones, and also, I Nearly Lost You by the Screaming Trees. And Mark Lanegan, who was the singer of the Screaming Trees, just passed away yesterday. And so I wanted to play that song. I love them. I love that band. But anyway, so he just passed away. I'm not sure exactly how he died, except he had a hard time with his, he got COVID and he was having a very hard time. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But anyways, that was very sad. But anyway, so tell me what's been going on with you besides, you know, the sorrowful parts of your days lately. Have you been doing anything, like, you know, anything else that we should know about or that you want to talk about?
I have a lot of upcoming events. You know, I mean, COVID obviously was a game changer for everybody. I had a lot of contracted events or shows that had to be put off. And, you know, we're rescheduling those. I do have this Saturday, I have a fundraiser for All Paws Are Perfect Rescue. And then I will be in Cincinnati, Ohio for the Victory of Light fair, a metaphysical fair, and that'll be April 8th through the 9th and 10th. I have, obviously, the, you know, everybody knows I do the tattoo convention every year, the Youngstown Tattoo Classic, that is in June. All of those will be on my events. I'm also going to be in Phoenix the first week in April. So I've got a lot of really big shows coming up that I'm really looking forward to. Of course, COVID will be a deciding factor on all of that. And with COVID, you just don't know. It's kind of like a tornado. One minute it goes down a road and takes out four houses, and the next day it takes a whole road out. So it really doesn't have any rhyme or reason to it. So we're playing it by ear there. I'm doing a lot of readings from home. Weekends are really, really busy just because of the events that are going on. So, I mean, work is good. And like I said, I have this, intense amount of clients that have just been rallied around me during this dark time. And I'm just so grateful for that. I don't know if you all remember how I look. I've lost like 52 pounds in the last 3 months, so that was good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
Starting to get that, 1985 body back.
That's excellent, Kathleen.
I don't think the neck will come back or the wrinkles, but, it's like, so
you
got to
choose one or the
healthier.
Other, yeah.
Yeah, I started taking some control of my health. But there's been a lot of stuff there's been a lot of really good stuff going on. But it's been, for all of us, it's been a really rough 3 years because of COVID and losses, and not just losses in our personal families, but, we've lost a lot of great people. We're definitely in an evolution. There's no doubt in my mind that we're in an evolution. So some of these people are going home or going to heaven because they need to come back and help with the new world that's coming, which is going to be amazing. But, it's been busy. I've kept myself busy, and that's a good thing. Busy is good. It's just, it's not all work related. It's keeping myself busy so I don't go crazy in the house. And this winter, we finally got a winter here in Ohio, and it kind of sucks. But, I live in Ohio, so I'll just wait a few minutes and the weather will change.
Yeah, I think they say that about every state, because I thought they just said it about Massachusetts, but I think they say that about everywhere.
Yeah. I was going to ask how you are. How are things going with you?
I'm I'm trying to write more, Kathleen, and I've been reading these. It really helps when you're a writer to read good stuff, and I've been reading a lot lately. And I moved, so I'm in my new house. Everything's still in boxes, basically. But anyways, at least I'm here. And, one day at a time, I guess, no big plans to do anything, really, or go anywhere at this point. But I'm just trying to really find peace in myself and realize that, as I tell everyone else, everything has meaning and purpose. And where you find yourself is exactly where you're supposed to be. So I'm trying to believe that myself,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And some days it's harder to believe that than others. But absolutely, I really truly believe that we are right where. And please accept my condolences on your loss. I know it was a grievous one, and you're such a bright light to so many people. But we're all holding you in love and healing energy. I hope you know that.
Thank you, Kathleen. And I have to thank you also for helping me when I needed assistance, and you stepped up as you always do. So that matters. I love that. Thank you so much. It's been difficult, but so I also want to say to those listening, and I'm excited because we have a lot of people on hold for a reading. I'm sure, so we'll get to as many as we can. Kathleen will get to as many as she can. But I want to say also, I am giving away You heard the ad for purpleplates.com. I am giving away a purple energy disc to certain people tonight, but you must be in the chat to win one. So I'm going to ask a question in chat in a little bit. And if you answer the question, you just simply send me your address and I will send you a purple energy disc. And they say expect a miracle, and truly you can expect a miracle. They are wonderful. So as I said, you must be in chat to win. So get into chat. If you're on the phone right now, get into chat. I'm going to ask a question, you answer, and then you're just going to send me your address in a PM or on Facebook, and I'll send it out to you with all the information, and you'll be thrilled, trust me. So, okay.
Yeah, I have my purple plate on my desk right now. I use my big purple plate every day, and I have my disc on every time I read. So,
yeah, me too.
It.
I'm like, me too.
And I do take them to every single one of my shows. You know, I mean, I take my big plate to sit on and to put underneath my, you know, when I'm doing readings at the shows and stuff like that as well, too. So.
Right. I mean, they have helped so many people, you know, and that's why I think everybody should have one, Kathleen. And that's why I say, if you can't afford one, I'll send it to you for free. Also, I like to give them away at the shows when I can, just because I think that everybody needs one. So anyways, I know. I'm so glad that you use them. They're just wonderful. Okay, so I titled the show, you know, How to Make Life Majestic. So I'm going to ask Kathleen how she... Right, exactly. So, Kathleen, tell us how you make every day like magic. How do you do that?
The very first thing I do every single morning, I do two things. The first thing I do is I wake up with gratitude. I wake up for the gratitude of what I have, what I've experienced, even what I've lost, and I send that gratitude out to the universe. Then I make my bed. Because if that's all I get done in a day, when I go to bed at night, I see that I accomplished one thing. So and those can be monumental things when you're having a really hard time. But every morning before I even get out of bed, when I wake up, I think of five things that I'm grateful for. And sometimes they're as simple as it's not snowing today, and I'm grateful that I was able to see my mom before she passed. Like this morning, I'm going through my list today. I'm grateful that I have such wonderful clients. I'm grateful that I was going to be on your show tonight. You know, I wake up and I list five things that I'm absolutely grateful for. And I also said today, I'm grateful that I won the Powerball. That hasn't happened yet, but I'm going to say it every day until it does. You know,
yeah.
So it's all about the manifestation and gratitude. When you wake up with gratitude in your heart, you start to see synchronicities and the synergy of spirit working in manifestation. And it's not selfish that you want these things for you. It's not for yourself or for other people. It's not always, we're very conditioned to think that we're not allowed to want for ourselves. We have to want for somebody else and then somebody will want for us. But it's okay for us to want for each other and for ourselves. So that
right.
is part of my daily ritual. Evening ritual, I go to bed and I name off five things that happened during the day that I'm grateful for that happened that I didn't see coming, like, you know, something that happens with my dogs or one of my kids calls and checks in or somebody I haven't talked to in a long time calls and says, oh, I just wanted to say, hey, things are good. So going to bed at night, I will also have five things that I'm grateful for that are different from what I woke up with the gratitude. And it changed my way of thinking. and my anger started to subside a lot. Not that I had a lot of anger, but it started to not be so prominent, and I didn't get irritated over little things because I realized, you know, maybe this is just somebody trying to get something out, and I'm grateful that they felt safe enough to do that with me. So, that's what I do, because I started doing that a few years back, but I've really been diligent about it for this last, you know, since early 2021. I started doing it every single day. And things started to fall into place, and I started getting healthier, and I was able to save some money and get some stuff that I really wanted to do. I was able to help people that I really wanted to help. It was just a really easy exercise, and I feel so peaceful when I do it. So,
right, that's excellent.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's excellent. You're right. I mean, there is so much to be thankful for, Kathleen. I mean, really. The thing is to pay attention. Like, most people don't pay attention to what they have. And they don't pay attention to the beauty and really miracle of every living thing around us. It's easy not to pay attention, but when you start paying attention to those things that are blessings in your life and beautiful and loving people around you, things do get better. They cannot not get better. So thank you for bringing that up. That's so true.
Yeah, and your mindset is, you know, everything. Like, environment is everything as well. You know, when I talk about making my bed, I'm not going to false advertise. I'm a horrible housekeeper, but my bed looks pristine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, and this is what, you know, even when I was reading and helping other people through their spiritual journey or spiritual counseling, you know, I was always, you know, if I make my bed, I have to clean the whole house. And if I clean the whole house, I have to do this and I have to do that. And I started getting overwhelmed. I got very overwhelmed. And now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with 5 things that I'm grateful for every day. I do try to change what I'm grateful for so I understand the abundance that I have. So I don't repeat the same things every morning. And then, like I said, I make that bed. And at the end of the day, even if I've had a really bad day, like Monday, I really hit a wall with my mom's passing. And I cried off and on throughout the day. But at the end of the day, when I, you know, opened my bedroom door, I saw this pristine bed. And I knew I'd done something that mattered. You know, I felt good about getting into bed. It's pretty amazing how something so simple can do so much.
I agree. Wow. That's just, it's wonderful, you know. All right. So I'm trying to think of what else I might want to. Oh, so how do you like to give readings? Like, do you like a question, or what do you think? Like, when, because there's so many callers, Kathleen.
I normally just read what comes to me. But if we have so many callers, if they can have a specific question, so we can, you know, and of course you're a wonderful reader yourself. And you're very good. So, you know, some of them may be calling in to get readings from you as well. But if they would have a specific question I could help answer, that would help, and it would help us get through more people. But sometimes Spirit has different, you know, obviously different plans. And I think that I'm, you know, going to answer one question and then they go into this tirade. So I know we have only a limited amount of time. So, definitely, you know, a question would be really good if they have a specific question. And if I have a really strong spirit come through, or you have a really strong spirit come through, obviously the question might not get answered and the spirit gives a message as well. So, a question would be great. I don't, you know, that'll help us get through a lot of people then.
Right, exactly. Okay, and you guys can find Kathleen to book a private reading, and private readings are always much better. Come on now. You can find her at is it Psychic Medium, Kathleen Moore?
It's KathleenMoorePsychicMedium.com, or you can also email my office directly, which is the quicker way, which would be at KathleenMoorReading@gmail.com. I'll put that in the chat. And you can also find me on Facebook at Kathleen Moore Psychic Medium. So.
Right. Okay, good. And like I said, you guys, you're going to want to get a private reading because there's only so much that we can go into here, but a private reading is just, it's a total gift. I mean, it just makes so much more sense to get a private reading. So anyways, okay. So as I said before, get into the chat if you want to win one of these purple energy discs. And if you're on the call, just hold tight and we're going to try to get to everybody. So when we come back, we will begin with area code 562. I'm just going to play a quick song and, hold on. What do you want to hear, Kathleen? Anything?
Actually you played the two songs I was really kind of wanting to listen to. So. Whatever you put up there will be fine for me. I was like, I really love the two intro songs you were playing. So,
thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna play this Leonard Cohen song, and we'll be back, you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, damn. of kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. And dance me to the end of love.
And of course, that was Leonard Cohen, Dance Me to the End of Love. Okay, I want to give a shout out to everyone in chat right now. We have Alicia. Hi, Alicia. She's a newbie. Amy Kavanaugh, the illustrious and wonderful Amy Kavanaugh. Cindy Lou Ellis. Hi, Cindy Lou. Elizabeth Blue, Beth Blue, who is an awesome freaking reader. She is excellent. I love Beth. Faravo, that's cool. Hi, Faravo. Jezzy, hey, Jezzy. And she's up for a Stalker Award, possibly, hopefully. Kathleen Moore, of course, that's our guest. Kay Oates, hi, Kay. Kay Bosch, hi, Kay. KKOK23 is Karen Kay, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday again. Major Love. Mary Margaret, I love you, Mary. Sandra is Pagoski. Hi, Sandra. Spiritually Happy is Marie, the beautiful and talented and extraordinary Marie. TMC is Teresa, beautiful Teresa, soulful Teresa. Thank you for being here. Virgo Virgie, hi, Virgo. They say Virgos are... the most beautiful sign in the zodiac, so just so you know. And Wendy Susan. Hi, Wendy. Okay, and we're back with Kathleen Moore, who is a phenomenal psychic medium, and we're going to commence with giving readings now, and I'm going to ask the question in chat. So if you guys want that purple disc, get into chat. Okay, so 562, who do we have at 562-549? Hello? All right, we're going to skip over her. We'll come back. I'm not sure. 631284.
Yes, hello. My name is Suzanne. I just had a question about love life when you see someone coming in.
Okay. Suzanne, do you have an on-again, off-again relationship that you've been working on?
No.
Okay. I see it like an on-again, off-again relationship that comes in, but I actually see it very, very connected. And when I asked if you had one, so that tells me that might start out as a long-distance relationship, and I do see it coming in the second half of the year. So that means it's going to come in between June and September. You may meet before then, but because I see the on-again, off-again, that doesn't mean that there isn't commitment. It just means that there's going to be distance between the two of you at first, and I do see that there's a really deep connection. So it is a possibility that it might be somebody that you've met before. I don't feel it's a past romantic relationship, but I do think it's somebody that you may have met before. You might not recognize them as a romantic person at that time, but when they come in now, I do think that you're going to have a very deep connected relationship that comes into the second half of the year. You look very happy in it, and I do see that you have a pretty deep connection, like almost right away, to the point where you almost feel like it scares you a little bit. People will say, well, maybe if it's too good to be true, it's too good, but when it's right, it's right. So follow your intuition on it. There won't be a lot of red flags with this one, but it does look to me like it's going to be pretty whirlwind. Like one minute you meet each other, the next minute you're like, it feels like he's always been. So I think the relationship is going to come in the second half of the year, and that'll put you between June and September.
Oh, so I'm going to meet them in June through to September?
No, I think you'll actually meet them before then, but between June and September, you'll know that it's a relationship that's going to grow and evolve into something pretty great. Now, if you're spending time with somebody else right now,
I don't have any dates at all.
Wonderful, wonderful, because that means you'll be fully invested and available. And to go forward with the relationship. I'm sorry, my dog decided to play with her squeaky toy right when I was talking. My apologies.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's like my dogs are quiet all day, and then when I get on the show and they get loud. So, and I do see it, the way you meet is what I would call conventional or old-fashioned. It's not new-age dating. So it's probably that you'll meet somewhere that there's mutual connection. That could be a coffee shop. That could be at work. That could be a friend. You know, you go out with some friends and I have friends from out of town in, and you might meet that way. Because I do feel, because I see the on-again, off-again, that usually tells me that you're on all the time, but there's distance between the two of you. So don't be afraid of long-distance relationships as long as they make the effort to see you.
Well, do you think they'll move my way, though?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think that they'll have the ability to do so. And
well,
and distance sometimes can be, you know, a short commute. Like for me, it's nothing to drive two to three hours, right, to spend a weekend with somebody I'm interested in, right? So, I'm married, so I wouldn't do that now. But it's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to drive 2 or 3 hours.
Right. But they would make you feel like you were worth, you would make sure that they felt like they were worth the effort, and you will know that you're worth the effort. And don't say that you wouldn't drive the 2 or 3 hours. You'd find a way to get there because it'll be that strong.
I'll drive 24 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that good, Suzanne?
Yes, maybe. It would be nice if they live a little closer, like 20 minutes.
Okay, well,
yeah,
you asked the question, and Spirit gave the answer. They'll probably move closer to you, or maybe they have more than one location. But because I see that you're separated by distance at this time, it'll be on again, off again. That gives you the opportunity to do old-fashioned dating where you're not on top of each other, and then you can discuss where you want to go, because love is so transforming. You don't get to put, you know, you don't get to decide where the love of your life lives. You come into each other's energy, and you have that energy exchange. So when you're like, well, I'd like it to be within 20 minutes, there's a very possibility that you meet him within 20 minutes, right? So, but then he says, oh, I have to work. I have to go to work, and it's a three-hour drive, and I'll be back on the weekend. So sometimes that is, you know, don't sell yourself short by geographically making it a shorter distance because you're uncomfortable with the drive. If he's the love of your life and he makes you feel alive and connected and beautiful and sexy, you know, you'll make it work. But that doesn't mean that he isn't within 20 minutes. It may be that he works an hour away and commutes every day, right? So there's a lot of reasons that would put distance between you two, you know, because of responsibilities. So don't get tunnel vision on it to the point where you don't date somebody outside of your 15-mile radius. Because that's 20 minutes is a 15-mile radius.
Yeah. But, no, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Enjoy yourself, you know. Your laughter is very attractive.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So yeah, so that's what I saw.
All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful night and a beautiful
you.
Summer.
You too, thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. Okay, so I've asked in chat to name a flower, any flower that begins with G, and to send me your address at info@purpleplates.com, and I will get out a disc to you. So if anyone is listening that has answered the question correctly, that's it. So anyways, okay, so we have 516643.
Hi, how are you ladies doing?
Okay,
good,
how
are
you?
Good, this is Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
Hello. So, Kathleen, currently I am temping at a company, and I took the position. It was, you know, a temp to perm, possibly, but obviously no guarantees. So I was there only for 1 week when I was told that they were going to hire somebody else, which is fine. It's no big deal because there was no guarantee anyway.
Right.
So it's okay. I'm there. I'm scheduled to be there. My assignment ends the end of March, March 31. So I'm just calling to see if you see me getting another job.
Oh, I actually do. I think this is a blessing in disguise. And when it comes right down to it, I actually feel like this company will also offer you a position when it comes down to the end of it. But I don't know if you'll want to stay at that point. So, but I absolutely see another job coming up for you. And I do think that this, you know, this is a blessing in disguise for you. And the new job that's coming will be you working smarter, not harder. A lot of my clients have heard me use that term. I think that it's going to be pretty amazing. So I don't think you should give up hope. Look to see what's out there now, because it's going to give you a lot more negotiation power. And temporary services really are trying to place people, but a lot of these bigger companies, I know this sounds really weird, have these postings outside of the temporary companies. So always check the company's website.
Yeah,
and always make sure that you, even if you don't think you're capable of the job, if a job stands out to you, that spirit telling you apply for this job, because even if you don't get the job you apply for, they might pass you on to somebody else in that company, right? So, and I do see that you're really, really good. You're a good worker. You're a hard worker, and you really like to work. So I think this is a blessing in disguise. I don't think this temporary service, I think the service does you well, but the company that's hiring somebody else on, I'm not so sure that's going to work out. So I think you're going to have two opportunities to choose from.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just selling yourself short because you're putting all your eggs in one basket. You're forgetting right now. Now's the time where people are wanting to work smarter, not harder, and everybody is hiring in some way.
Okay. So do you think that something will happen like before my assignment ends or like after? They'll come
before
back.
It
I don't
ends.
Know.
It'll be before it ends.
But you said you don't know if I'm going to take it.
Well, you'll have to choose between the two. I feel like the company you're working at now is actually going to end up offering you something, but I don't know if they'll offer you as much money as the new opportunity that's coming up. And I know change is hard for you. Change is really hard for you, but I mean, you've adjusted, you've gotten through change before. So
yes, I have.
You have to think of it, you know, does this company value me or is it just because it didn't work out or they found some other position and now they don't want to train people? So I actually feel like you'll have something else that's coming up that you really enjoy and the people you work with you enjoy and it won't be, you'll feel like it's more permanent.
Okay.
Do you work in data processing?
Yes. Yeah, I work in like administration. Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like it's a global company, but I feel like it's based out of one of the Midwestern states. So even though you might not be in one of the Midwestern states, I feel like the company itself is a global company, so they'll allow you to work remotely sometimes as well. So I would look at some of the global companies around, and I do see it has to do with data processing and all that kind of stuff. So I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with what comes down the pike.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kathleen. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and good luck with everything. I think it'll
Thank
be a lot
you.
Of fun. I think it'll be a good job.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Thanks, Rosie.
Thank you, ladies. Toodles.
Toodles. Okay. All right. So, darn it. Kathleen, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. But anyways, okay, so next caller we have is 650-815. Hello? 650? I'll go back to them later. Okay, 531-500.
Hi, this is Diana.
Hey, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi. And I'm going to be brief so others can get in to talk to Kathleen because just before the show started, I was already emailing requesting times to do a private reading with Kathleen. So I'll be brief. I have been going through profound grief, and I highly recommend Kathleen to everybody who's listening. I've had readings with her before, and she's awesome. And she did not pay me to say that. Anyway, I've been going through profound grief myself. A little over a year ago, my mother died. And then 5 months later, it was quite the shock. My fiance, the love of my life, died. And what I'm asking for tonight, I'm going to give you the choice, whatever's coming through for you, whatever our creator wants me to hear. My question was either going to be, I need a reason or something to make sense of why I had to go through these experiences when I did, since we're coming upon like the most fascinating time in humanity, and it's going to be a wonderful world when we get everything done, but everything has to come down first, so it's going to be bumpy. And I was counting on Brian to be here with me for that. So either one reason for, you know, why now did he have to check out, or mm-hmm. if Brian is here and he has a message for me, whatever comes through, whichever one.
Well, Brian's here because he's always with you. And, you know, he's very insistent that you were, you know, you were more than just a fiancé to him or a wife. You were his, you were part of his unit, you know, and so part of you feels like part of your unit isn't here. We are in a time of evolution, and Brian has some things that he needs to work on, so when he comes back into the new world, he'll be able to finish what he was meant to do, right? So he's sorry he had to leave soon, but I do feel, unfortunately, that none of us evolve unless we're in a really bad place for a while and we have to do some shadow work. I do think that you're going to be very instrumental in some of the changes that are coming up in the world. And I'm not saying that Brian passed because that can be distracting, because love is never distracting. It always helps you through the darkest times. His love has not gone away. It is still with you. But we are definitely in an evolution. I do see that he won't come back until you are reunited together. He does show me that you two knew the minute you came together that you two were going to be lifelong partners. Now, you are pretty young. He doesn't want you to think that there isn't enough love for everybody. There is. So you may have somebody else at your side for the rest of this physical lifetime that he will approve of, because there's enough love for everyone, but it won't be the same type of love. Does that make sense? It'll be a different type of love.
I told him that I trust him and I really would like to have another companion. Brian was the love of my life. I know that. And I won't tell that to the new man, but I know it will be a special love, because I said, I trust you, yes. Brian. Please find this man for me and make sure we meet.
Oh, he'll make sure you meet. He'll make sure he doesn't send anybody that's going to reopen wounds that you've already healed with the love that you had with Brian. So, right. You know. And did Brian always wear, like, I don't know what you would call them. I call them rain boots, but you see people wearing them on farms and stuff like that, those rubber boots you pull on?
No, for a while when we were going out, he was often wearing his cowboy boots. And then after that, okay. He had some more, not super expensive dress shoes, but some kind of nice dress shoes that he liked and he knew I liked. So he kind of switched back and forth. But okay. You might be seeing the cowboy boots, and they're still in our closet, and I'm leaving them there because I need them there.
No, leaving them there is fine, because a new person that will come in will share the space with the love that you had with Brian, and won't in any way feel threatened by how much you loved him. But he's showing me a pair of rubber boots, like rain boots, that you would pull up to right below your knee if there was mud.
Okay.
So let's make note of that, because that might actually be a sign from the one that's coming in. Like, you'll be like, why are you wearing those awful boots? Well, because it's wet and rainy out, and I've got to walk the dog, right? So.
Well, and he might have done that before we met, because he used to have horses, and he was out sometimes in the rain like that. I just don't think I saw him in them.
No, I think this is more significant to the future, because he wouldn't have brought up the boots if it was something you didn't know about.
Okay.
So he's showing me that. And he's showing me that things, you know, it's okay for you to have grief and joy in your heart at the same time. And he wants you to understand that he didn't leave you. He just left the physical world. Did he leave very quickly, too? Was he in an accident?
It was not an accident. He had an open wound on his foot he didn't know about. He had some arthritis. He couldn't see it. Well, he ended up having half of his left leg amputated, but the surgeon said he gave him this clean bill of health. He'd been in the hospital for a couple weeks, and then he went to a nursing home. And because of COVID, I could not see him for the last 2 weeks of his life, and I'm still pissed off about that. But anyway, the last time I talked to him, he said, well, surgeon was back. He gave me a great review. I'm eager to get back to work. He worked from home. And he said, it sounds like you could be taking me home in a couple days. And I said, well, that's great. You know, I'm going to get, years ago, you probably don't remember this, but years ago, you kept seeing me moving and I had to get out of the town I was in because it wasn't good for me anymore. And I finally did that. And I was halfway, well, not quite halfway, but I've been moving like my prized possessions here. And then he died. And then what was even more of a shock was that I have pain issues and things. And his sisters wanted to come get his clothes and some of his possessions. And I let them in when I wasn't here because I'd known him for 5 years, trusted them, said I knew his family. And they stole almost all my possessions, including the photographs of my entire life, which were like my most prized possessions next to my dogs.
I'm so sorry that they did that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So
you know,
it was a double
grief
whammy
on top of grief.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was a double whammy there. But yeah. So I wasn't sure if he was with me all the time. Sometimes I feel he's with me. But one friend said that who also does readings, Christopher, he said that Brian was telling him that he's in some type of pocket reality now that I think he might have said was in Missouri. It's like he's like a guardian of the forest with some other people, and he said, I'm his wife there, and we've got some kids, and I was just wondering if Christopher got that correctly, if that's true, if we will be going back to this other reality that I do know after I leave here.
There's no way for me to really answer that, because what I see is, you know, universal energies are infinite. There's always a part of us that is left on the other side, so he's reunited with you. It's just that if you look at your physical body as being the anchor to the physical world, spirit is first, your physical body is second, you know, like a balloon that you have on a table. And we all have to go through to evolve. So Brian was at the halfway point to a long life lived when he went home. When you go home, when it's your time, whether you're 90 or 100, you're at your halfway point to a long life lived. So you will come together at some point, but there's no way for me to answer that because that is yours and Brian's reality for what might be planned for your next life together or might be something that's from a past life. Every reader reads a little bit differently. What I see is his energy is around you quite a bit. I do see that he's helping guide you, and he will make sure that you're not alone the rest of your life, because even with the grief and the fact that he is the love of your life, you really truly believe in love and need love, and you would love to have love in your life, and he'll make sure you have that. That doesn't mean, again, that it takes away from the love you had with Brian. It just means that he is okay with you being with somebody that makes you laugh and brings joy into your heart, and every love is different, right? But the one thing that's consistent is it's healing, and everybody seeks it out. Now, some people are, you know, so scared of, they're more scared of being in love than they are of, you know, having negative energy or negative vibes in their life, which is a total waste of time, really, because love finds you no matter what. You know, it's up to you whether you're going to be open and open arms with it and embracing the vulnerability of it. I don't know why people are afraid of love. I'm more afraid of crappy feelings and negative energy and narcissists, you know. So,
Same here.
So there's no way for me to answer that because that's a map that you and Brian will have to do for yourself as a reader. I don't see that. That doesn't mean Christopher is wrong. It's just that I don't read in that capacity. So I think that you're well on your way. And, you know, again, I stress this, grief and love are a couple. You can't have one without the other. And grief is a gift. And people don't want to think of grief as a gift, but I would absolutely never give up the love that I've had in my life, knowing that the grief was going to hit me, right? Because the grief is
right.
shorter lived than the love. Love transcends the passing, the transition, the grief. It transcends all of that. When you have a moment of grief and you're crying really hard, it's because you remember the love. Love still overpowers the pain of the grief. So it's actually a really beautiful thing to have the gift of love in your life. So I think he'll send somebody to you. The world is changing. I definitely feel you're here to make sure that you bear witness to that. So it could be that you two decided it was okay for him to go home and do what he needs to do from that side. And you do need to do what you need to do while you're on this side. And he's guiding you through that. But he won't let you do it alone. So.
Okay. And you said a part of his spirit, I know we're multidimensional, a part of him is always with me, or at least a lot of the time.
And you're always with him. There's always a big part of us that's on the other side. That's where we come from. If you think of all the people that passed before him, it's centuries of people. There's more of them than there are of us. So, and unfortunately, when we're in when we're evolving sucks. It doesn't ever feel good, right?
Right,
there's storms and there's all these things. So, but when you're in your darkest times, you're doing your shadow work and you're evolving. And when you're evolving, you're getting into something great. So, yeah. So it looks to me like things will be really good.
Good, because I was just concerned. I thought, well, I'm just hoping that we were together 5.5 years, and it was just wonderful. Honestly, it was so much better than I thought it would be when I found my love.
Yeah.
I was just amazed. And I used to always say, oh, yeah, well, we're complete on our own, you know. But honestly, if there's such a thing as twin flame, Brian was it, because I really felt like he really was the better half of me. I totally comprehended that concept once I was in a relationship with him. So people that are looking for that, don't give up hope. Listen to your intuition. And I think I need to meditate more to maybe connect more with Brian.
Yeah. So, you know, that is, and now you won't settle for anything less than that kind of love. So that's pretty important too. It'll be different, but you won't settle again. You won't go out with the one that's 8 out of 10 on your list, right? You'll go 10 out of 10. You'll be like, hey, on the third date, you're not 10 out of 10 for me. It's been fun. It's been nice. And I have gratitude for what we did receive from each other, but I want more. So, and that's what love does.
I just recently legally took Brian's last name because he was so excited that I was going to do that after we got married. And I just want to double check. I think it's okay with him. She's all right with that?
Absolutely. And congratulations, because you were his wife in every sense of the word. So.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely much more of a husband to me than my ex-husband was, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
And I don't know about him, but for me, it was pretty much a love at first sight thing. It was all I could do not to sound like a giddy schoolgirl laughing and stuff, you know.
Well, when it's right, it's right. That's what happens, is it just feels like they've always been. So I really appreciate you calling in, Diana. I do have to get to the next caller.
We'll be talking again soon, hopefully.
Yeah, I
Good,
hope so,
Diana.
Too. And thank you so much for calling in. It was a pleasure.
Yes. Thank you, Diana. Love you both.
Okay,
take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, it's so hard, you know.
But,
I mean, at the same time, it's like even though we know that they didn't die, they just went to another room or whatever you want to call it, it's still very difficult to manage, you know. Okay, so we have 256-473. Who do we have here?
Hi, my name is Kimberly. I'm a first-time caller. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. My question is about career. Like, what do you see for me? Like, advancement or career?
So with your current career, I do see that there's going to be some promotion and some advancement, but I do think it's temporary. And when I mean temporary, I think it'll be just for you to gain more knowledge to move on to something better for you. I do see that you have very entrepreneurial thought process, but you do like the freedom of not having the responsibility of being the boss. But I do think that you're gaining knowledge with each step. So I think with this promotion, you have the room to grow, but you're going to use it more towards gaining the knowledge you need to move on to something bigger and better. So by this time next year, I think you'll be in a different position with more money. And then after that, I feel like going into 2023, you'll be working for a new company all the way around. I don't know if you thought about starting your own business. It is a kind of a weird time. Like, some people are like, I don't want to work myself to death, and if I'm going to, I'm going to do it for myself. But I think you're a people person, and I think you're really good at what you do. The reason why I think your career advancement is coming is because you, at the current place you're at or the position you're in, you've gotten everything you can. There's not much more you can learn, and when you get bored, you tend to look for something else. So I really do think you have some really good stuff coming. So there is advancement, but I do think that advancement is temporary for you to gain more knowledge, and then you have something even better coming.
You've been really working hard,
and it hasn't gone unnoticed.
You're absolutely spot on, because I'm in a place where there's nothing else to gain, so I'm looking outside of where I am right now because I know it's time to go. And I have been thinking about ideas to start my own business as well.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's what I think this next advancement, like everything you've been doing the last 2 years and then what's coming up in the next year, is all about gaining knowledge. So if you decide to, take a chance and jump in with your entrepreneurial spirit, you'll have the knowledge you need to do that. And then you'll be able to put your intuition to work with it, because I do see you're highly intuitive when it comes to business. And that will be very successful. But I don't know, you know, we won't know until you get closer. You'll be like, do I really want to, you know, be my own boss? Because we tend to overwork ourselves. We tend to think that we have to work ourselves to death to have a successful business. And at first we do. So, but I do think that this next step is temporary, but look at it with gratitude and gaining the network and the knowledge. And network is meaning meeting the right people that will help your business grow or introduce you to your next step after you get what you need out of this. But yeah, I think you're pretty much done with where you're at right now, just because you've learned everything. So and you love knowledge, so you're always seeking that out. So I think this next step is about gaining the knowledge for you to run your own business.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, have a great night. Again, thank you.
Hey, you too, Kimberly. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. So the next caller, let me see. We have, sorry, the board keeps jumping. Okay, so we have 330-593. Now, hello, 330-593. So I just want to say, Kathleen and caller, I'm going out for a second outside for a second, so I'm gonna.
Okay.
I should be back by the time you're done with the reading. So it'll be about 5 minutes, right, you guys? Yeah.
And who?
Okay.
Who's 330-5? What? 593. Who am I talking to?
Alicia.
Oh, hi, Alicia.
Hi.
I'm so sorry about your mom.
Thank you. Sorry about yours too.
She does step up. She does show me that she's been with you every day since she passed. She did tell me, she says, you understand that my kidneys just weren't strong enough to keep going.
Yeah.
And she does want to tell you that she's been kissing the kids goodnight, and she has been around. I know that you've had a lot of, a lot of loss this last couple months. And she does tell me, she's like, it's okay for you to be not okay right now. But she is showing me, she says, I immediately had relief. There was no pain. She knew that you were going to be okay. She really did fight as long as she could. It was her body that gave up, not her spirit. I do see that her kidneys were the issue, though, and that's what was the struggle. And she does show me that she doesn't want you to carry around. Now, they all say this, and this is what's really hard for us that's left behind. She doesn't want you to carry on with remembering those last moments. You were very brave, and you did everything you could to help her, but she was already gone. And she shows me, she says, I knew you were going to be okay, and I knew the kids were going to be okay, and I'm still going to be very integrated in everything that's going on. She keeps talking about your safe haven, and I don't know what she means by that. So I feel like you have your own little space or someplace that is your safe haven, and she's like, when you need to feel me, you just need to go to your safe haven. Now, some people, that's a car ride. Some people, that's a bath, a bath without interruption, which I don't know how you're going to do that with all the kids. But she shows me when you need to feel me by yourself and have that connection, you need to seek out your safe haven. But she says you know where that is, so I don't know. Some people go to the gym. Some walk their dogs every day. Some people get up an hour early and have their cup of coffee. I don't know where your safe haven is because she does not show me a picture of that. But she is absolutely at peace. She's no longer in pain. She's not scared anymore. She wants to make it very clear to you that she is not afraid anymore.
Right.
So I don't know. And she says she really enjoyed the fact that you and her had really deep conversations before she passed, that you were acknowledged that she was really, and your conversations were deep and they were wrapped around all different things, but you always brought joy to those conversations. She does show me, there's nothing that would have brought her back, but she does appreciate that you tried, but she doesn't want you to be stuck on that, only that memory. She wants you to be stuck on the fun times and what you're doing with the kids. And, they're all the stuff that she says, all the things I did that irritated you, you're missing. And she goes, it's okay, but she goes, it would have been really, she would have liked to have stuck it around a little bit longer, but again, her body gave out, but she said, I won't miss any of the milestones with the kids, and you're doing really, really well.
Yeah, she told
She's
me
been
that.
Reunited.
Probably about,
go ahead.
I said, she told me probably about maybe a week before she passed that, she's going to miss the kids growing up, and she would watch them from above.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's not going to miss any milestone with them. She'll be there for their graduations and their weddings and then she brags about you. She brags about you completely. She's like, you got it going on. You have multitasking down to a science. Not only that, you look like, you look young and vibrant and beautiful, and she absolutely is so happy that you have, I don't know if it was one of her sweatshirts. It looks like a hoodie,
yep.
Like a pullover sweatshirt.
Yeah, I brought that home with me the other day.
Okay. And it smells like her?
Yep.
And she says, yeah. So she shows me, you know, there's things that she's left behind that will always remind you, but you can't get rid of her that easy. She's around.
Oh, yeah.
And and the kids, she's showing me, she kisses the kids goodnight every night. She's like, you can just tell them that they don't ever have to listen to my singing again. I take it that she
had she did sing to them, especially my twins. I have 2-year-old twins. They'll be 3 in April. But, yeah, she would sing to them, and they'll sing her song back to her.
Yeah, so, and she said I wasn't the greatest singer. It was always off-key. I don't want to say that she was tone-deaf, but she was definitely off-key.
And she's like, I'm being
reunited with a lot of people that came before me. And she's like, we're all okay, but we're all going to watch over you. But it's okay that you're not okay right now. Your mom died.
Yes.
And that's a different kind of grief when you lose a mother, when you lose a parent, and when you lose two parents. It's a lot. And
yes,
but she's not going to let you. Yeah, she's not going to let you go without. She's not going to let you go through life without her helping you. You know, and she's like, I'm at peace, and she was really in a lot of pain before she left. So.
Yeah, she was. You know, kidneys and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was definitely. But yeah, she went. In her sleep, looking out the window, like I even tried fighting her coming home from the hospital to go on hospice, but you know, that's what she wanted to do. And she was on hospice for maybe a week and a half, and then she passed in her sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can't get much better than that by, you know, that's passively, you know, I mean, that's peacefully passing and transitioning into your, you know, and I tell everybody, when people pass, they're at their halfway point to a long life lived. And,
right.
You know, we don't get to decide when we do that, you know, and when you get there, you know, a nanosecond is, 50, our 15 years is a nanosecond over there. So it's going to feel, you know, it's going to get tolerable, but, you know, she's no longer in pain. She's feeling very good. She's at peace, and she knows these kids are going to be okay. She wouldn't have left you if she didn't, you know, she didn't know that you were going to be okay. And you might not feel like you're going to be okay, but you will be. And you're going
right.
to do great things. You're going to do great things.
We
are
had,
you married right now, too?
Huh?
Are you married right now as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Because she's like, let him help you through this. Let him help you.
He tries all the time. I tell him no.
She's like, quit being so, you know, being independent.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, let him help you through this. It's okay. It doesn't make you weak. Your mom passed.
And, you know, that's
so,
what I feel.
Right.
His father, and he's like, Alicia, I know what you're going through. And I'm like, it's so hard, you know, like, I'm like, I got it. Just, it's okay. You know, do what you got to do, and I'll try to worry about myself.
Yeah. I think your mom is in a good place. And I know, you know, us that are left behind, we're like, hey, I wasn't ready, but no, you're never ready. And, she's just so grateful for everything you did for her with taking her to dialysis and stuff like that. So she had really severe kidney problems, didn't she?
Yes, she did. We found out that her kidneys were failing, but COVID cases in Ohio were extremely high at the time. So she didn't want to go to the hospital for, you know, to get them checked out further. And then when they finally getting, like when our cases started dropping, she went and they were like, hey, like, there was a bunch of stuff going on with her because of it. She did one treatment of dialysis, and she's like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. She's like, I'm ready, you know. And like my dad had her all ready for therapy, but she changed her mind that she wanted to just go home and go there.
Yeah. So I don't think anything would have changed the outcome. Like, she gives me the impression that, you know, she was really sick, so it was time for her to go, and she's at peace. She feels good, and, you know, it's time for you to start living, not, you know, obviously we all live with the grief. We've talked about that several times tonight. But
right.
It's time to start. It's time for you to go from surviving to thriving. So now's the time to start doing the thriving.
Okay, I will have to definitely do that. I just want to know that, you know, her mom was there waiting for her.
Oh, yeah, she was there to greet her. She took her hand and took her home.
And I had a brother that passed away, too. And,
they're all reunited. Your brother comes through all the time, you know, on mini reads and readings that we do. I mean, he's a strong spirit. He's always going to be there. But they're all reunited. They're having a great time, and they're all watching over you. Your brother's making fun of you, and your grandmother's making fun of you too. But it's all in good fun.
I know. And I called in. I'm like, great. I'm like, poor Kathleen's probably getting her ear talked off right now by my family. Like, hey, she's here again.
Yeah, like they're definitely strong spirits. They've come through several times, and your mom's okay. And I want you to take the time to grieve. You're allowed to grieve.
I'm happy to hear that. That's what I.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm glad you called in, and I'm really sorry for your loss.
Real quick, real fast, yesterday was her service. Everything finished at 2:22 on the dot. And we all kind of looked at each other. Yeah. We're like, okay, it's February 22nd, 2022, and her service at the cemetery finished at 2:22 p.m.
Well, and we were all that can't be a coincidence. And the number, you know, 2-22-22, and those numbers are all about new beginnings and evolving and things really falling into place. So that's a pretty significant coincidence and synergy. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in synergy and synchronicity. So that's pretty crazy.
Twos are going to be heard to let me know that she's here. You know, I see the twos all the time now.
Right.
She'll show you for sure. So,
yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Alicia. I appreciate it.
Thank you for doing this, Rip.
Alicia, so much love to you. Everyone in chat is like, you know, they're hugging you. And I hope you know you're never alone. You never will be. And I'm glad you got some comfort from Kathleen's reading tonight. Take it easy, as she said, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
We'll talk soon, Alicia.
Oh, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's so, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, whatever. I don't want to get into it because there's so many callers, but I'll maybe get into it afterward. Okay, so let me see. We have 860-836. Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. This is Amla.
Hi, Amla.
Hello. Amla? How are you?
Amla. It's Amla.
Oh, okay. Beautiful name.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I have a question of, I've been releasing a lot, and I'm just wondering, as far as, like, a relationship coming in, do you see a committed partnership, and when might that be?
Do see a committed partnership, but you have to be ready for it, which means all the loose ends that you have that you keep reaching into your past with, you have to let go of. So you're open and ready for that relationship. You tend to fall into old habits and old connections. So as soon as you start recognizing that you're not going to be alone, that you're comfortable with yourself, and you're not reaching into the past, that's when the relationship will come in, and it will be very, very, a very good relationship. But you're your biggest block for relationships because you keep reaching into the past. And what you allow is what will occur. And those people are not horrible people, but they're not treating you with the way you deserve to be treated. You're absolutely gorgeous. You're beautiful. So,
no, I already definitely understand that in the sense of my self-worth. It's a lot of family stuff, so it's complicated. So it's just more of that than the people, the past relationships as far as romantic relationships. It's more family.
But they're still holding you back, and it's still holding you from finding and allowing the full-time relationship to come in. You know, and words are extremely powerful. If you say to yourself, I'm never going to get married, you're going to attract people that don't know how to fully commit
how to communicate. No, that's what
I'm just using that as an example.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're reaching into your past and you're being distracted from the life that you want for yourself by taking care of other people or allowing them to interfere in what you want, you don't see what's right in front of you, right? So yes, I do see a very good relationship coming. I do feel that it's one that you two will grow together as a team. I do think that you will be open to it, but we need to tie up the loose ends from the past. And, you know, what you allow is what will occur. So, you know, we're not going to reach into the past anymore. That doesn't mean, you know, with family and friends and stuff like that, but you don't need to hear their opinions anymore about what kind of relationship you need to be in, because none of them are really in healthy relationship.
I know. I understand that. Yes.
Yeah.
I do understand that.
So, yeah.
Did
you
feel like it's a fear?
That's up to you. I mean, as soon as you start to look for the healthy relationship, and by the third date, you know if somebody's healthy or not. The red flag pops up, don't waste time with them.
Right.
Right?
And I've been
Yeah, because everybody's like, well, I don't want to be alone, and it's been a minute. You know, sometimes it's been a minute because the longest relationship you'll have is with yourself. So, you know, start honoring that relationship. Start loving yourself, and then you won't settle.
My thing is not about me not being alone. It's more like what you just described, somebody to grow with. If there's a difference between feeling lonely and liking myself being alone. I've done a lot of journeying and being alone, so I don't have a problem with that. I just feel ready for somebody to grow with. I'm just explaining.
I think that's coming. The only thing that I see, you know, I can't change what I see. And what I see is you reach into old habits, you reach into the past. And when you're looking in your past or trying to, you know, whether it's family or work or past relationships, when you're trying to fix something that's already done and you're not looking, you can't see what's right in front of you. It's like if you walk down the road and you're looking behind you, you don't see the pothole you're going to twist your ankle in, right?
Right, okay.
So, you know, it's just about tying up those loose ends and not apologizing because you want more than what you have right now. So then you manifest it. You say, this is what I'm looking for in my relationship. And when people tell you, well, those things don't exist, say, well, maybe not for you, but they do for me. So it's about taking ownership of what you want for your life and manifesting it. But, yeah, I absolutely see a really good relationship coming up because you're finally ready for it.
Yeah, I feel really, you know, just it's there's something, you know, the codependency is not, it's not about that. It's more like you loving yourself like you were just talking about, being the light, and then you attract another light partnership. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And one that understands you and brings balance. You know what? You'll bring balance and they'll bring balance. But, yeah, I definitely see it's coming.
It's awesome.
How soon is up to you?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's free will is what you're saying. Is that what I hear from you? So, yeah. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's free will and not looking in your past. You're spending too much time in, you know, what's done is done and can't be undone. People spend an enormous amount of time trying to make up for something they think was a failure in their past or something that didn't work out the way they planned in their head, and you can't change the hands of time. So what you do is you look at that as your spiritual resume to go forward. So right now we need your feet to be in the present going into the future. So one foot in your present, one foot in your future. There's no reason for your foot to be in the past.
Right. No, that makes sense. So more, I think I'm going to just do more grounding and self-care, self-love. It's always good for you anyway. So that makes sense to me. Okay.
Yeah, as soon as you do that, you'll attract more than one, and you'll probably have that problem of, oh, my gosh, I have to pick between more than one.
It's going from 0 to 90 or whatever.
Right.
That's funny.
Never rains but it pours.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. I'll be in touch with you and tell you what the update is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm very excited for it. Congratulations. I'm glad you're moving forward.
I am. You know, just talking to you, it brings on a different energy, right? So no time like the present, right?
There Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Take care.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You, Alma.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So I just want to see if 650-815, are you there?
I'm here. Sorry, when you called, I was on mute. I kept, and I didn't realize. I kept saying hello, hello, and you moved on.
Okay.
So
sorry about that.
No worries. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate this opportunity to get a reading. I'm wondering if I could ask a question on behalf of my daughter. I'm concerned about her naturally as a mother. She just broke up with someone recently, and it wasn't a very long-lasting relationship, but, you know, she's sensitive. But in the meantime, a friend of mine, you know, said, like, well, I have a nephew, and is it okay if I pass on your daughter's number to him so that they could connect? And I obviously got permission from my daughter. She said it was okay. And suddenly, a friend of her friend's father passed away, so she had to go out of town. And so I'm not in touch with her. I'm leaving her, you know, giving her space. But I'm just wondering if she's giving this guy a chance to actually, you know, open up and connect with him and not lingering on the past and the relationship that she just recently ended. I just want the best for her. And the guy that she was dating just doesn't seem mature or responsible. So I'm hoping she will get over him and give this other new guy a chance, and just want the best for her. And I'm just wondering what you see around this.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. And Corey might be able to answer a little bit more on this, but I don't step into anybody's energy without their permission. It's like reading somebody's diary.
I see.
But
no worries.
I
understand.
See that, yeah, I do see that, you know, I mean, I'm being shown from a woman that comes, comes across from, you know, somebody that watches over her and watches over you. So I don't know if that's your mother or, you know, a grandmother for her or your grandmother. I do feel like the breakup was, the breakup was a really good thing. And every woman has to go through a heartbreak, right? So, every man has to go through that. And she's pretty much started to outgrow him. When they broke up, it's because they've outgrown each other. So it's not her last love, and we all want the best for our kids.
Children.
But
absolutely.
Yeah,
I just feel bad because this was not the first breakup, and she's ready for a committed relationship, you know, and I just...
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but there's a lot of people that have more than one relationship that breaks up. We gain knowledge with each one.
Of course.
That brings
experience.
So we don't screw up the right one, right? And
correct.
Um,
correct.
you know, maybe sitting her down and saying, make sure you're not dating the same guy with a different name, different face. You know, and you know, the same issues, you know, you deserve better than that. Do I think that she has something new coming in? Yes, by what your grandmother's showing me, but I can't say that with conviction because I can't step into her energy without her permission. Mm-hmm. I do think that it'll take her a little while to get over this last breakup because she did do everything right in the relationship. And when you do everything right in the relationship and it doesn't work out, you're like, what's wrong with me? And that's ego talking. Sometimes it's you've gotten everything you can out of it. So then we,
that's
you know,
it. I
then,
just want her to
move
like,
forward.
Focus on what's wrong with me and focus on like, okay, it was him. So it's, I hope she gets to a stage where she realizes that this was a good thing and that I, you know, dodged a bullet. I mean, I don't want her to blame herself, you know. And I just hope she gets up to that point where she can just trust that this happened and that it was good that it broke off before, you know, years went on or whatever, you know, that things got even more, you know, serious.
Well,
whatever you see,
Three years from now, he's going to be exactly where he is now because he's not evolving. And part of the reason they broke up is because she's evolving and he isn't. So, yes, absolutely, she'll get through that. She has to grieve the death of the relationship. Everybody does.
Right. Well, I mean, the saving grace, it wasn't a long-lasting relationship. They were friends and they just, you know, just... it took the next level and it was only for a few weeks, so that's a good thing. So I'm hoping that the mourning, the grief period won't be as long as it could have been if it lasted longer. But you know, my hope as a mom is that she's open to this new guy and like at least gives him a chance. And because
I think she will.
And also there's nothing wrong with being alone for a little while either, you know.
Right. Oh, she has. Yeah, no, you're right. Of course, she has been though. That's the thing. She has been, and I think she was. You know, she was excited that she finally thought she found someone when she started dating this guy. But then he showed his true colors and his immaturity, and so I'm sure she was, you know, heartbroken. But it's funny that this, you know, my friend said, "Well, I have this guy. Can I give him your daughter's number?" And, you know, I got permission from my daughter. She said it was okay to pass it on to him. But then suddenly she had to go out of town to help her friend whose dad passed away. So I just hope that, you know, if the timing wasn't great, but I don't know, fate. And I'm just hoping that maybe that he was put in her life right now for a reason to, like, you know, help her get over the first guy who wasn't very mature. And maybe he'll be the one, I don't know, but I'm just like, she deserves to be in a good relationship because she has had some heartbreaks, and I know she's ready for a committed relationship. She wants to be in, she wants to be in a, you know, happy, healthy relationship, and I just want the best for her. So but I get it. I know you can't go into her space, but as a mom, you know, I was just wondering if you saw someone coming into her life.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Was stable and,
she's a great catch. Absolutely. She's not a great She's not a great catch for immature people that can't evolve with her. So those type of relationships aren't going to last for her. She's a great catch for somebody that brings balance and connection for her. So sometimes we have to work at McDonald's before we end up working for Gordon Ramsay, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But do you see this relationship coming this year?
We have to move on. I'm sorry, but it's like we have to move on right now. But go ahead, answer real quick, Kathleen.
Yeah, I can't because I'd have to step into her energy. There's no way I can answer that. And I, you know, that's an ethical thing for me. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, this purple disc that you were talking about, I'd love to get it for my daughter. Is there some way? Like, I'm not tech savvy, so I couldn't join the chat, so I don't know how to, like, I didn't, I couldn't participate, but so, I know the question.
Yeah. Right. So all you have to do is email me at info@purpleplates.com, and just send me your address, and I will get one out to you.
Oh, I appreciate that. That'll be great, because that'll
sure.
You said something about miracles. Like, we could use a miracle in the family, and especially for her.
Yeah,
so I
no,
really appreciate
believe
that.
Me.
I'll talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank
call
you.
In
thank
next
you
time, too.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, geez. Okay, hold on. Whew. Okay, so we have 520 now. Kathleen, because we're running out of time, we have to make these real quick, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. And, Corinne, I just want to say everything about what you bring to us. Thank you so much. Your music choice, everything. Oh, I love these shows. And I also love getting readings from you as well, Corinne. So, Kathleen, what I would like to ask you is, can you look into my energy? I'm very pleased with the people I'm meeting in my new location. I'm feeling very connected, and I have mutual, you know, there's a mutual regard. And what I'm wanting to do is also continue to feel, work on manifesting a stability. It's there now for me, I know, but develop my my income, so that I have, you know, my side. I want to develop some side hustles. You know, I think in terms of like maybe buying a duplex, maybe me living in the duplex, and you know, I play with the idea. How do you see that? Do you see the income stream developing?
I actually do think that you're going to have some more money coming in. It looks to me like that'll happen right around, I would say, the end of May going into June. So there's probably something that'll fall into your lap, and you'll be like, well, let's see where it goes. And you'll get a lot of return on the investment. And I do think you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're feeling at home. You're fitting in. You're networking. Everything looks really good for that. So look for the end of May going into June. So that's the last week of May going into the first to second week of June. You have a lot of opportunity. So there is something that's going to come and fall into your lap at that point. So when that happens, be ready to grab that opportunity. And I do think you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're just in a place where you feel like you're at peace and you're at home. So congratulations on that. But, yeah, that'll start coming together end of May, going into June. And then, you know, financially things get continuously better for the next 9 months after that.
Oh, Lordy, thank you so much, Kathleen. And I'm not going to take up a lot of time here because I know there's a whole list of people waiting to get in to be blessed and listen to your gifts. So thank you, and thank you to Corinne. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me see. Next we have, we have 804-741. Hello.
Hello, Corinne. It's Dale.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Oh, I'm healing up from surgery, but I'm getting there.
Good. I know. I was glad to hear it went well.
It did. It went well. I'm calling in because I'm wondering if a new medium that I've never talked with gets any new messages from George for me.
Is George
Kathleen
your son
George,
or your husband?
George
husband.
Was my husband.
Okay. And was he a smoker?
Yes, he was.
Okay. So he's telling me he was with you during your surgery. And are you currently healing at home, or are you still in the hospital?
No, I'm at home now.
Okay. Because he does show me that you'll start to heal better with you being at home. And he is showing me a charm bracelet. Is there a charm bracelet that he gave you when you were younger?
Yes. A long
okay,
time ago.
Okay, because he wants you to know that charm bracelet, you know, that's his way of saying that he's with you. And he made sure that the surgeon's hands were very steady. And you had a really good doctor, although bedside manner is not his strong point. He's a really good doctor or a really good surgeon. So he's showing me he's been with you every step of the way. So is there like a brick or red-colored chair that you sit in at home?
Not really. I usually lay in the bed and watch TV.
Okay. But is there a red or brick-colored chair in your home?
Yes, there is one. It's a red, bright, it's a burgundy color.
Okay, because he sits in that chair when he visits with you.
Okay. So that's why it's moved a little bit sometimes.
Yes. So he's there with you, and he's not going to leave as long as you need him to help you, you know, and he does hear you talking to him. It's good that you're talking to him in your head, though. He says you need to save your voice.
Oh, no, my voice is like this all the time.
I know, but you need to save your voice because I'm not saying that your voice isn't like that. I'm saying that he says you need to save your voice. You can talk to me in your head, and I'll hear you, and you'll feel me a little bit stronger.
Yeah, well, I talk to him all the time. I really do.
Yeah, that's what he says. And you say goodnight to him every night and blow him a kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he kisses me on the back of my neck. I can feel it.
Yeah, he loves
quite often
do
that.
He loves you very much. He's glad you're home. He loves you very much. He's glad you're home. And now the healing begins.
I wish you would hurry up. I'm too impatient.
Yeah.
I've not been able to do things physically is driving me nuts. And he probably knows that.
Yeah, he knows that. That's why he's sitting in the chair making sure you're not overdoing it.
Well, at least he hasn't tripped me. I just want a different perspective, something he would come up with that he would to let me know for sure that he's still there.
Yeah, he told me about he told me about the charm bracelet in the chair. How would I know that?
Right. Well, the chair belonged originally to my great-great-grandmother, so I don't like for anybody to sit in that chair.
He doesn't mind.
Well, he sits in it.
I know. He always would. And I go, George, please don't sit in that chair. He says, I'm not going to break it.
So that's significant then. It's significant that he told me he's sitting in that particular chair if you kept telling him not to.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then with the charm bracelet, he shows me the charm bracelet is something he gave you a long time ago, early on in your relationship.
It has hearts on it. Hearts
nice.
And crosses.
Okay, so I just got to cut in for a second here, you guys. I'm sorry. So if you guys want to hear the rest of the show, you must be called in, and you can call in by dialing 818-369-0327. Otherwise, it's going to cut off for you and you can't hear anything. And Kathleen, would you like to stay just for maybe 15 minutes overtime, if you wouldn't mind? I don't know what you're doing, if you're busy.
Sure, I can if you want to, yeah.
Okay, so you guys, so we can't, like, take everyone, but we can take a few more. Okay, go on with Dale. Dale, I'm sorry about
that. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I was going to say goodbye. And thank you for the messages. And Kathleen, it was wonderful talking to you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Gail.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, I love Dale. Okay, so next we have, I'm sorry, you guys, we can't take all the, this is like, Kathleen, you're very popular because never gotten this many calls during a show. So that's awesome. Okay, so next we have the illustrious Amy Kavanaugh, if she's still awake. Amy?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Amy. We haven't talked in such a long time. I don't even think I ever thanked you for my mermaid bowl because I was so sick and so isolated. But it's beautiful, and I love it. And
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I'm excited about all of your things. I might be able to come to Cincinnati because that's kind of in my territory, but we'll figure it out. So anyway, whatever you get, I've been, you know, I had COVID long haulers, and it was weird because then I got, what was the last one called? Omicron, whatever. When I got Omicron, I got three times. Once was before I was vaccinated back in April. Then right. I got it twice after I was vaccinated. But this last time, I got it. And then after that, I had like long haulers, and I had a heart attack, and it's anyway. And then I was, and it, so anyway, when I'm babbling, when Omicron left, it took most of my long hauler symptoms away. So I was all excited that I felt good, but it's interesting. There's so much talk about grief tonight. Because now that I am physically okay, I was like, you know, it was a couple of weeks, and now I've just kind of gotten overwhelmed with unprocessed grief that I couldn't process because I was too physically sick. So anything that you get from any of the dead people would be fabulous.
Well, I actually, it's funny because I when I saw you come into the chat room, I saw your mother immediately, and she kept telling me to tell you that she's wired right now, and she's very grateful that you took such good care of her, and I do feel like she was putting healing energy, and of course, your husband is always there. Keith is always there.
Yeah.
But they were putting healing energy on you. I don't know. I mean, I didn't know you were that sick, and I'm really sorry that, you know, I knew you had COVID, but I didn't realize you had the long haul.
Oh, I couldn't breathe. I mean, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I had so much shortness of breath. Like when I traveled, I had to take a wheel. I couldn't even go down the jetway. I had to take a wheelchair down the jetway because I would just get. I couldn't breathe, and then if I didn't breathe, I would get extreme shortness of breath, and then after a couple of minutes of that, it would make me really nauseous. So, and a whole bunch of other stuff too, but it all went away with Omicron. I just have a couple more. I still have COVID toes, which is, I still have a couple of symptoms, but the brain fog, which was really bad, and most of the shortness of breath went away. So anyway, so that's interesting what you said about my mom. What?
Your mom, she kept telling me that she, you know, she, like, I felt gratitude from her, but I felt like she, and I want to say this in a way that I feel it, you know, other than what I'm seeing with it. Your mother showed me that when she passed, she knew that she was going to have to heal you. So all her energy went into your chest, your throat, up into your sinuses. Like, she shows me putting her hands on your chest.
you know, in the sinuses and stuff like that. And she said, you cared for me even when you were little. Now it's time for me to care for you. And I did see that, you know, it's odd because Keith was sitting beside you and his energy was melting into yours. He was silent, though. He was very, very quiet. So I think
that's interesting.
You were really sick, like much sicker than you thought you were.
Oh, no, so, I was really sick. I almost died. I mean, I almost died. Feel myself that I almost died, but I had to. It's happened to me once before, like when I had breast cancer, I could have died. Like it was a whatever you call it, you know, a exit, whatever. I could have, but when I got this, I knew that I had to put, I knew I had to push through. I knew I had to push through it, even though I really didn't want, I was just exhausted and I really was out of things to, if that was the way I was going to feel for the rest of my days, anyway. So that's interesting because I have enormous amounts of guilt and remorse. So that's very interesting. But yes, definitely. And I think I feel some of the healing, like my job is going really good. My job, like a whole bunch of stuff happened at work that, so I'm like in the line.
Yeah,
I'm like the Marsha Brady of work right now. So,
yeah,
and that's enjoyable, but I know it won't last.
I thought there was a lot of changes at work, and I think there's going to be continuing changes at work, but you're in a really good place there, and I think they really, truly, after all you've been through with work, they're really starting to appreciate you a lot more. Your mom keeps talking about the most recent addition to the family. Is that a little girl?
Yeah, who looks like her. She looks a lot like her.
She keeps talking about the little girl that's just come in to the family, and she says, oh, she's a wild one, just so you guys, all of you know, she's a wild one.
My son-in-law's not going to know what to do with her because he's just so structured, and she's, you can just feel it, like from the, and you can see it in her eyes, she just looks at the rest of them like, you're my family, like looking for some adventure here. But
she's going to throw everybody for a loop. And she was really glad that she came into the family. But your mom keeps telling me she's so grateful that you gave her quality of life before she passed for the last few years. And she said, you made the right decision for me, and that was the best quality of life she had had since she was very young. And she wanted me to thank you for that.
Oh, my God. That's interesting. That's interesting. Anyway, yeah, I was supposed – I appreciate it. I was supposed to have a reading with Renee, but she had COVID, and I had COVID, and – so I didn't reschedule it because I wanted to wait till I felt better. So this was a nice little, hookup. I feel a lot, better about things. I wasn't expecting to, because now my whole family, you know, I have kids and the grandkids and so it's not, but my whole family, like, you know, my past is totally gone. And that's really, it's very weird.
When you have two parents die, you really actually understand the term orphan, right? And your memories, you can share your memories, but they didn't experience them with you like your family that's gone has, but your mother was very humble. She was very loving. She's very beautiful. And she said, the quality of life that you provided for her in her last years was absolutely amazing. And
no, I agree. I mean, I agree wholeheartedly. If it hadn't been for me, it would not have been good. I was able to keep, even though we were out of money, I was able to keep her, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, but it's like, you know, all my ancestors and everybody, they all worked so hard to make better lives for us that I would hate to like blow it and turn into dirt balls just in one generation, you know, just one strong wind. So I was able, it seems to be no matter what, I can keep us afloat so that we don't end
right.
up.
Well, she
in
just,
the trailer
she just told me, she goes, I don't want you kids to think that when you were younger that I didn't have quality of life, but her favorite part of her life was when you put her there, and she said I had friends.
I'm sure it was, because there was a lot of
yeah.
stuff, and I don't want to bog everyone down with that. I think I'm going to schedule a reading for you with you, because we can continue this conversation, because that's very interesting that you're bringing that up. And it's totally out of the blue. It's not, I mean, there's no way you could be saying, you know, like, it's like totally on point. And it's, I know that it's things I've never, you know, spoken about in the group. So it's not like, you know, so it's definitely coming from spirit. Not that I doubted you, but you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
Yeah.
I can tell that it's like new information, but it answers a lot of questions. So I will try to schedule something with you soon, and we can continue this conversation. I'm sorry about the loss of your mom. Make sure you take time to grieve yourself, because it takes so long. The problem is you have to do it, but it also becomes, notice that you have to do, but you have to keep moving forward. You know, you can't go too fast through it. You have to go right at the right cadence, because if you go too fast, you have to do it over again. And if you go too slow, you start, notice it, I start wallowing in it, almost like that's the grief and the remorse and all of that stuff keeps me connected. And that's
right.
dangerous as well. You know, it's
yeah.
once you get used to the grief, you have to sort of grieve, losing the grieving
yeah.
because it becomes so familiar and kind of feel, I don't know. It's just so weird. It's the weirdest thing ever. The weirdest thing ever.
It is weird.
But so many people are going through, you know, so many people are, you know, I think everyone's grieving right now, because people who may not be grieving the loss of a family member or a close friend, they're grieving the loss of their old life, because our lives are never going to be the same.
Right. For sure.
They're going to be smaller. There's not going to be as much, you know, they're going to be smaller and harder. And I think a lot of people are grieving there's a lot of grief right now. The whole COVID thing hit everybody, you know, hit humanity really hard.
Right. Absolutely.
So I guess we're just going to have to all keep swimming, even though we're grieving. But anyway, I was so excited to to see your name on Corrine's thingamabob.
Well, I appreciate you coming. I always appreciate the support, and you know, I really missed your voice and
Corey.
I know.
Glass,
I miss everybody. I mean, we all used to be so close, and now it's just like, you know, so there's still the bond. I mean, there's still the bond. I feel like when everybody gathers together, we sort of take, you know, pick up where we left off. But there's so much, you know, the times that end up being, you know, kind of few and far between because it's, we're not going to do this we're not going to do this every night like we used to.
Right.
No, every night is too much. But if I could manage
how long was that? How long was that? It was like
too long.
How many years was that?
Too long.
Well, obviously, it was too. Yes, it was too long. But was it like 5 or 6 years?
Yeah,
I don't know.
A while.
Started right after it started, like in the fall, or at least for me, like the fall of 2011, and I know it was still going strong in 2015. I mean, I just have to go through all the different biomarkers. I know it was still going strong in 2015 because that's when Madison got married, and that was when, you know, Solana and that chapter. So maybe it went to, it went to 2017 because I remember it being in Chicago. So anyway, but it's good to hear everybody again and catch up.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm going to try to do a show every week. We'll see what happens, but I mean, I appreciate you being here, Amy, and I think about you often, and I would love to have you on again, too, so we'll talk, you know.
Yeah,
but I'm glad that you
connected. I was trying to think of what I'm not well enough right now to do it. I'm still recovering, but one of these days I'll have something interesting to, report. Right. I can remember when I would do the driving around readings.
That was cool.
In the car, they were always real. They were pretty spot on. Anyway, those were fun. I'll do that sometime. Even if I just have to drive around the neighborhood. I'm excited that you moved, Corrine.
Me too. Me too.
How long,
but we'll talk about that later.
When did you move? Oh, okay. Sorry.
January 6th, I moved.
I'm glad you moved.
Yeah, me too. Believe me, after that nightmare of a neighborhood or like little crappy condos I lived in, it's a long story. But anyways, we'll talk. You know, we should set up a talk time where we can all talk.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but we have one more reading to do.
I thought I was the last one. That's why I was babbling.
No,
I'm sorry, person who didn't get their reading yet.
That's okay.
Thank you, Kathleen.
You know, So anyways, Amy, we'll talk soon, I hope. Okay.
Yeah, we'll make a point of it.
Okay. All right, so Kathleen, I know you're staying late and you've been doing me a huge favor. There's just one more person that was in chat that I thought we could get to real quick, and her name is Cindy at 423-421.
Hello, Kathleen.
Okay. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just want to let you know that you helped me more than anybody when I was going through my grief. And I want you to know that I know we all have to go through grief, but now when I cry, I turn around and laugh because through the grief, I remember the good times.
Oh,
absolutely.
And you made me see that big picture. So through your grief, and when it hits you, and you know grief better than anybody else, but when it hits you personally, it's a whole different ballgame.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're going to have laughter. Excuse me. my allergies are terrible. Laughter comes with it, and I want you to know that my life has changed so much because of you. Now, if you feel anything or got any energy for me, that's wonderful. I will take it and be glad, but I wanted you to know how important you were to me.
Well, thank you so much, Cindy. That makes me feel really, really good. And
you need it sometimes. You know, you uplift so many people. Sometimes you need uplifted.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. I really did need that tonight. So that was very such a gift from you. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
I'm a firm believer. When somebody gets on your mind and in your heart, and it popped up on my Facebook, I thought, I got to get on there and let her know how special she is.
Good.
Well, thank you very much.
If
you see anything or feel any energy, wonderful. If you
quite a bit of energy around you right now.
You do feel some?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
I do feel quite a bit of energy around you, and I feel like, you know, it's kind of weird because I see pictures of comfort stuff like tomato soup and grilled cheese. I see, I don't know what that means. Is that what you had for supper?
Yes.
Okay. So that lets you know that you didn't have supper alone, like they were with you during supper because they showed you what you had.
I love it.
And I feel this really connected, you know, that your laughter is really, really important to people on the other side. And I really, truly believe that you are growing through the grief. And obviously we grow in a different way, but that, you know, when they show me that kind of comfort food and stuff like that, which I haven't thought about grilled cheese and tomato soup probably in 20 years. It's not. So I'm like, wow, okay. And, you know, I think that's a huge sign that your loved ones are there, and the person you need to be there was there tonight. So because it's pretty obscure to see a tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwich. So I didn't know why they were showing it to me, but I'm really glad that they did. And sometimes that's all you need, just like the comfort food. You just need to know that, you know, they were there. So that's what I'm seeing with that. And I'm so glad that you called in and let me know how it helped, because that means a lot to me, and it makes me feel less alone. And it makes me feel connected.
What you do, and Corinne, I've never had reading from what you guys do is a gift. It is a gift.
It is.
And you have to look at it that way. But sometimes a gift can be a burden.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't get that recognition because you're uplifting everybody else, that you guys don't get uplifted. So I want you to be uplifted. And I'm gonna set up a reading time with you. You know, COVID has made life interesting for everybody. But I'm going to set up some time with you and so we can talk and do it. But tonight was for you.
Well, thank you so much, Cindy. It was such a pleasure, and I'm glad you had a good dinner.
I did.
Yeah.
and you take care of yourself and know that you are loved by many.
Thank you so much, Cindy. That means a lot. That really, really
And I don't know if you remember
my heart joy.
Do you remember who I am?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember? Oh, I thought you did. Frankie brought me to see you when I was crushed.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, and
I recognize people by their energy imprints. So, fingerprints.
I still listen to the recording, and everything that you did in my reading at that time, I want you to know, has happened. Except for the government.
Wonderful.
But I'm not real concerned about that. Because remember you told me that Mama would said I would turn and run. I do that.
Yeah. So, well, you're free will. You're allowed to run. Make them chase you. That's make right. them run.
Hey, I'm 65. I can do what I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you take care and know that you're loved, and I really, really love this show.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you, Cindy.
Thanks for calling in.
And you have a great evening and a great rest of the week. Thank you so much.
You too.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
How beautiful is that, Kathleen? To have these
that was awesome.
That appreciate you and love you. And there's so many of them that we're not even going to get to tonight. But so many people just calling in to say, I love you. I appreciate you. I mean, that is just stupendous. It's wonderful, you know?
It is. And it brings my heart a sense of joy that, you know, I can't even describe. It really truly makes me feel very loved and very cherished. And I think everybody should feel that, you know, and that I'm humbled by it and I'm happy with it. It brings me great joy. So.
Good. I mean, it should. And that's the thing. It's like you don't know what kind of healing that you bring to people, but now it's coming back and people are telling you, you did this for me, Kathleen. You did this for me. And I just love that. And anyone that comes back and tells Kathleen what they have done, I mean, God bless you, because a lot of people don't come back and say thank you, but you guys did tonight. And that's amazing. So thank you guys for doing that tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so yes. So we're going to once again go over before we end, where can they find you, Kathleen? What's the best place to find you at?
The best way to book would be to email my office directly at KathleenMoreReading@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/ Kathleen Moore Psychic or at Kathleen Moore Psychic. And then you can also find my website at Kathleen Moore PsychicMedium.com. And that's on the Intuit Talks. But yeah, Kathleen Moore, www.KathleenMoorePsychicMedium.com. So I no longer do bookings through the website because I have clients in different time zones and they only let you get, you know, when you do the online booking, you have to set certain hours, and I do try to accommodate my clients as best I can. So the best way to book is to do the email. So
if they go to your website, they can read a little bit about you. They can see your pricing, and it's very fair, very affordable. So, you know, go to the website if you want to check out more about Kathleen. But certainly email her if you're interested in a reading, and you can, I'm sure she'd be glad to set it up or whoever's in charge there. So thanks, you guys, so much for being here tonight. And it was very exciting for me to have Kathleen back after years of an absence.
Yeah.
But I hope you will come back on again, Kathleen, because we didn't get to everybody. So I hope you
Absolutely.
Can come back on. Okay,
Absolutely.
Excellent.
I had a wonderful time. Had a wonderful time.
Good. Okay.
And I love your laugh.
I know, right? Kathleen, no matter what's going on, I'm cackling away. Doesn't matter what's happening, I'm cackling away.
You know, but that laughter was very comforting to me. And I love Amy's voice and the way she talks and her inflections. It was just really, really great to hear both of you and to reconnect.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, we're going to be in touch a lot more, I hope, you know.
I hope so.
So I love you, Kathleen, and I can't wait till you can come back on again. I'll reach out and let you know. Or you can let me know when you can come back on. I know you're busy, but we'll figure something else out. But thanks everyone for being here tonight, and I'm sorry if we didn't get to you. Try next time. We'll have a show in a week or two. Try next time, and thank you so much for being here, everybody. Okay, so
yes,
much love to you, Kathleen.
So much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Kathleen. Bye bye. Okay.
Drink up, baby. Stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure of day. Do what I say and I'll make you okay, and drive them away, the images stuck in your head. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore. There's push and shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up, baby, look at the stars, I'll kiss you again, between the bars where I'm seeing you there, with your hand in the air, waiting to finally be caught. Drink up one more time, and I'll make you mine, keep you. Don't want around anymore. This push would show.